إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, on the subject of measuring the quality of our salah which we started yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described three kinds of salat in the Quran. One, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and may Allah protect us from this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَوَيْلُوا لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ مَالَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاؤُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, woe to the people who pray, who delay their salah and who pray to show the people. So that salah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a hadith, he said that there is a salah of some people which does not rise above their heads. He said it is taken like a dirty cloth and thrown back in their faces. So even though the person is praying, the salah is, the quality is so bad. And specifically two things relating to the quality of salah are mentioned in these ayat of Surah Ma'un. One is delaying the salah. And the second one is riyah, is praying to show the people. Now, riyah one can understand, praying to show the people, and riyah is shirk. But just reflect on why is delaying salah such a big issue with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically mentioning that? Because delaying the salah is indicative of an attitude of carelessness towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The time of salah has come, but yeah, I will pray. I've got other things to do, meaning other things more important than going into the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, going into the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, that attitude is an attitude which is an attitude of rebellion, it's an attitude of disrespect towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the reason why, even though delaying of the salah might seem to be a small thing, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala it is not a small thing, it is a very big thing. And that's why to pray at the correct time, which means to pray at the early time, as soon as the salah time comes. Of course, if you are praying in a masjid, you might have, for the convenience of people, you might give them a few minutes after the salah time begins, so that people can come and get ready for salah. But delaying beyond any reasonable thing, just delaying the salah because I have got things to do and so on, this is a very big issue with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, one kind of salah which is not even accepted. فَوَيْلُوا لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reprimanding the people who are praying. أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاؤُونَ. So this is the kind of salah that we should avoid completely. So in terms of quality of salah, this doesn't qualify at all. Then there is a salah about which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ankabut, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna salati tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Verily the salah separates from the fahushat and munkarat, from the shameless things and the rebellious things. There was a man about whom was reported to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He used to come to the masjid regularly, and then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't see him for a while. So he asked some people, he said, where is this so and so? They said, Ya Rasulullah, he has fallen into sin and he is doing such and such. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, has he stopped praying? And they said, no, he is still praying. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them, tell him to continue to pray. Now this does not mean that it is okay to pray and then do haram, no. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him to continue to pray because of this aspect of salah, which is that it is the nature of salah to make us obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyone who is praying, how does that happen? It happens because in salah we are supposed to be conscious. We are not supposed to pray like robots, unconsciously is coming and bending and bowing and prostrating. We are supposed to stand consciously before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And obviously, if somebody comes and stands consciously before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then how can that person commit a sin after that? So if he is doing something haram and then he stops in the middle of this haram and he stands up and he prays, how can he go back to that haram? Just think about this. Today we are in a state where people consider it to be a virtue that somebody is at the race course and is gambling, or he is playing cards and is gambling, which is haram, clearly. But he also carries his musalla with him. It's totally senseless behavior. And he carries musalla, and then at time of salah, he will spread out his musalla and he will do his salah, and then he comes back and gambles again. What kind of salah is this? This is salah? This is a joke. This is a joke, and it's a bad joke which will, you know, backfire in your face when Malakul Maut comes to meet you. One must really seriously ask yourself, is this insanity or what? How can you have, how dare you stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then go back and do haram? La hawla wa ta'ala. So it is the nature of salah, which means that if you are doing this, then what you prayed is not salah. It's something else, Allah Allah. Maybe it's yoga or something. You did some yoga asana and went back. Because if it was salah, then it is the nature of the salah to separate you from the fahushat and munkarat. So if you were doing something wrong, this is possible, we are all human. You're doing some ghiba or something and you're sitting and chit-chatting and slandering, Allah knows what. All our social interaction seems to be around something or the other which is haram. We don't seem to have any halal social interaction. So if you, whatever it may be, but then you go and pray, how can you come back and join that stuff again? I mean, that means what you did was not salah. Obviously, something else. Because if it was salah, this is the condition of salah. Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. The nature of the salah. It's like saying I put sugar in my tea, but the tea is not sweet. Tea is salty. That means you didn't put sugar, you put salt. Even though it's same, looks like sugar, it's white and so on. By looking at sugar and salt, it's quite possible that you mistake one for the other. If it's powdered sugar, and you have sugar and salt in a bowl, in two bowls, it's quite easy to mistake one for the other, unless you taste it. So if you say, I just put 2 spoons of sugar in my tea, and it's now become very salty, then obviously what you put in the tea is not sugar. So if you prayed 2 rakat of salah, and it did not separate you from fahushat and munkarat, then what you prayed was not salah, it was something else, Allah knows best. So what do you say to that person? You say, go back and pray salah. Go back and actually worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because how can you worship Allah and then you come back and worship your nafs? Because what is haram? Indulging in haram is worshipping of the nafs. So, inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. This is the second kind of salah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned. And there is a third kind of salah which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, where he said, tatajafa junubuhum anil madaji yad'una rabbahum khawfan wa tama'. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. In Surah Sajdah, Allah mentioned, actually that this ayat refers to tahajjud. Right? Where Allah said, these are the people who get up from their beds, who get up from their sides, and they stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, بَيْنَ الْخَوْفِ وَتَمَعَ, between fear and hope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. So, this refers to that. However, the standing, يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بَيْنَ الْخَوْفِ وَتَمَعَ, refers to any salah. That attitude of standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala between fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's anger, fear of displeasing Allah, and hoping for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hoping for the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bayna al-khawfi wa tama'. This is a state which refers to any salah. This is actually a state which refers to the entire being of the Muslim. Who is a Muslim? The one who stands before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bayna al-khawfi wa tama'. There was a sahabi who was dying, a young sahabi who was in his last moments, and people came and reported to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to meet him and he asked him, how are you? And the man said to him, Ya Rasulullah, I fear the anger of Allah and I hope for his mercy. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inshaAllah will protect you from that which you fear and will give you that which you hope for. So this position of standing between khawf, Watama is actually the state of the Muslim throughout his life, in every aspect of his life. But definitely it is the state of the Muslim when he or she is standing in salah. So this is the third kind of salah which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about this salah, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ عَيُنْ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. If they knew what I have prepared for them as a result of this behavior of theirs, it will be a coolness of their eyes. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to beautify our salah, to improve the quality of our salah in such a way that we become worthy of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for us. And we ask Allah to forgive our faults and to make our salah worthy of acceptance by Him, because we accept that we cannot possibly do it on our own, and it's only by the mercy and help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this can happen. And we ask for the mercy and help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya rahman rahim.